This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. A very busy time here in the Tampa Bay area, as well as on down the Sun Coast. I will tell you that as your host, I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, our thoughts and prayers go out right now to the people down there, our good friends and neighbors, Charlotte County, Sarasota County, Manatee County. We just got the new report in. Maximum winds right now with Ian are 140 miles an hour. And you heard me right. The storm has intensified. It looks like it's going to come ashore as a Category 4 and then go down to a 3, 2, 1, so on and so forth. But that coming ashore with that type of wind speed is just going to be just so utterly devastating. It's not even humorous. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to the 5,000-plus Florida Army National Guardsmen that are getting ready to go into harm's way, God bless you. To the couple of thousand or thereabouts troops, Army National Guard from other states, we appreciate your help. To all the power people that are coming down here, we'll be able to use every one of you. All the contractors, all the water that's coming this way, all the MREs coming this way, all the blue, and here's the joke, all the blue tarps that's going to be used by the hundreds, we appreciate you as well. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. It's all about we the people, remember that. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. And, oh, by the way, you can find us on Gab. You can find us on Getter. You can find us on Truth Social. You can find us on Twitter. And you can find us on Instagram as Captain's America. And one last little thing. Our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great little things we have to offer. Okay, joining us on the telephone right now, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Rod Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Very busy day, my friend, and I hated to give that news, but they need to know what's coming at them, and this is nothing to mess with.
Yeah, well, our prayers as well goes out for all of you all that are in the crosshairs of this massive storm, which is banging into Florida. But folks north of you have to watch out, too, because they've already declared a state of emergency in Georgia. And Tennessee, they're going to get whacked. I mean, this thing
well,
is huge.
Not like what's going to happen down here. They're going to get tropical force winds and a lot of rain, yep. But the people down here, you're going to see devastation, the likes of which you haven't seen for the last 18 years when Charlie came ashore.
Yes.
And it's so ironic. This storm is taking almost the same path.
Yeah, and I guess if there's any good news in this is that you all have great leadership down there, and Governor DeSantis and his staff and everything, and the way he's been working with everyone. And so, you know, that's if you want to, you know, see some good news in the midst of all this madness.
Right. When I was an active duty firefighter, my department sent me down here to learn the way that they did disaster management down here in Florida because of the way they handled the hurricanes. Because we had storms up there, and we needed to know how we could do things a little better. And I learned from the best. This is the best state in the country when it comes to disaster management and rescue and fire. And they're second to nobody.
When you consider how many people are living down there now, it's a narrow piece of land in a sense, the peninsula, and how they handle the traffic and the evacuations and the whole nine yards.
Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance, then we'll get moving here. You ready?
Yes, I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of
the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, of course, we are going to talk about the hurricane a little more. But first, we're going to talk about a looming government shutdown becoming a real possibility. Because Congress has less than a week. They got till Friday at midnight to come to an agreement on government funding as the funding will expire. And they did release a short-term stopgap bill, but they got till Friday to get it done or they're going to shut the government down again.
Well, between you, me, and the fence post, we'll get a little break with a temporary shutdown of government because they're so wasteful in their spending and a lot of the crazy things that they're doing right now. But it's just, Captain. You know, they don't know what, well, they know what they're doing with the money, but it's not good. When you look at all of the horrible spending measures and things of that nature that are included in every spending bill, it's just crazy. Government has to learn how to curtail its spending. If not, we will continue to suffer these economic conditions that we're dealing with today.
Somewhere along the line, I seem to remember 10% was the percentage of waste in just about every bill they pass. All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're coming back with more with Ron Edwards here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're gonna go to break. We're going to let Frank Salvato take us to break here. So here we go.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Ford doesn't have a better idea. In fact, Ford has bad news for car buyers and the economy. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. As you know, supply chain issues have been hindering every sector of the economy, including auto manufacturers like Ford Motor Company. The Dearborn Estand, Michigan auto giant pointed to the Corona coronavirus scandemic lockdowns, forced automakers to halt operations at factories in certain regions. Also, semiconductor shortages forced them to suspend the production of certain models. The reopening of the various economies gave hope that the supply chain issues might improve. Unfortunately, that is not the case for a number of reasons, including Biden administration economy strangulation via regulations. So now, between up to 45,000 to 50,000 ordered vehicles remain partially manufactured, and they will not be completed before the start of the final quarter of this year. Also, the dealerships will not receive vehicles for sale on schedule. Ford hopes to have the needed supplies to finish building those 50,000 mostly high-margin trucks and SUVs before the end of this year. Ford refused to say which specific parts are missing or which models are affected. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards American Experience via theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
And then there's something called Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, it's a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than many and most of the other brands. I've got a problem, you know, just like anybody else probably, with coffee. When you drink enough of it, it feels like it's going to burn a hole in your stomach. But Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many people are raving about. Now, let me tell you something here. I got my 20-ounce Jervis tumbler right here, and here I go. Taste test number 647. Oh, boy. That is so good. That is so good. Mm. I really like that coffee, and I drink iced coffee, as you well know. So that's the way I have it. Now, because you want the best, constitutional grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. And you know who says that? This guy that I'm going to push on the button here for right now, Mr. Radio Voice Guy. What's it about constitutional grounds coffee?
It's the coffee you want in your cup.
I got you laughing. All right. And theronedwards.com is a website. Go over there, check it out, and you'll see the display right there so you can get it while it's hot. All righty. Now, it looks like as if they changed the course of this storm a little bit, too. They brought it up a little closer to Bradenton. So that's not nice. We got so many friends that live in the area. It's not funny. All right, let me go to the telephone line here. We got a caller. You ready?
Yeah.
Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric in East Tennessee, your former Eric in Seminole, Florida.
Our former Eric?
Eric, yeah. I'm an American. You can't spell America without Eric. But anyway, thanks for my call, sir. Yeah, after the whole deal with the hurricane going on, I think other people have said this, but even being a former 18-year Florida native and 14 in the Tampa Bay area native, I think what people should realize, especially on the national level, is that while the winds are something to be concerned about, and what that's going to do, basically that just cleans out all the loose debris in the area. Sometimes some roofs come off. However, you did hit on one key topic, that Florida is probably the best in the nation, if not the Western Hemisphere, as far as disaster preparedness and emergency management.
They trained me.
Right, because the people come from all over the world.
Yep.
Regardless of who the governor is, because of the disaster preparedness,
that's right,
people down there, consequence management, are 110%, you know, gung-ho. You're talking about Charlie, August 13th of 04.
Mm-hmm.
That chewed up Punta Gorda. And that chewed up the center of the state, dumping rain.
I know it did.
Basically, just at the
went
water.
Right up 17 and knocked down just about every building that was there.
It chased everybody out of Florida. Anybody who's getting out of Florida, it chased them, basically. But here's the thing. You got that one out of Tennessee. I live up in Tennessee now. They are preparing here in Tennessee. Now, again, not for, you know, winds or anything like that. They're preparing because of water, because this area has been inundated, particularly eastern Kentucky has been inundated with water all summer from the rains and the floods. So the grounds are...
Okay, well, get to your point, because I got another call. Well,
yeah, roger that. I just want to say, you know, hope everyone down there is, you know, staying low or whatever, and that people should remember to check on the less fortunate out there, because those are going to be the greatest effect. Anybody's got any preparedness in them, they need to look for the elderly people, because the Gulf Coast is basically one large retirement community.
Yep.
So anyway, sending good vibes down your way, sir. Simplify and stay low, gentlemen.
Thank you, Eric. You take care. Okay, any comment, Ron, before I go to the next caller?
No, none at all.
Okay, let me go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Captain Matt, it's the Mayor of Valdosta, Scott James Matheson. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How the heck are you?
Good. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, and I just wanted to give you some comfort. We're going to be feeding breakfast to about 1,000 linemen that are staging here in Valdosta this morning. They're waiting to come down and help them get power restored. Just peace of mind.
That's great, because I'll tell you what, they're going to need every one of them, and there's 10,000 of them on their way, I've been told.
Yeah, they're staging here. We're just, looks like we're out of a path.
Mm-hmm.
Declared a state of emergency up here yesterday, but the path has changed, so we're looking at maybe 2 to 4 inches and just some winds up around 30.
Yeah, this thing they just jumped it up to 140 mile an hour storm.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Best of luck to you, Captain.
Thank you, my friend. I look forward to listening to you on the radio, Scott. Give us your station and your program.
Top 92.1. It's the Scott James Matheson Show. Thank you,
sir. Bye bye. Okay, that's our good friend Scott James over in Valdosta, Georgia. Now, I'll tell you what, Ron. There's a lot of people right now around the country, and you know we'll take help, divine help from wherever we get it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where it comes from or who's saying it, because this is serious stuff, and it made me so. You know, I didn't get mad, but I just got angry that I had people in my neighborhood when I left, and they said, "Where are you going?" And I told them, I said, "Well, are you coming back?" I said, "Yeah, I'm coming back after the storm's over, because what's going to happen is you won't be able to get across the bridge." So that's what they do. They shut down the bridge, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, and I heard about that. A good number of people have said that they're going to just wait it out right in your area, too. They were doing a segment from there on Fox News, and they were saying, you know, the sheriff said that, okay, you want to stay, but it's, I wouldn't advise it, but we won't be able to get in there to help you once this thing makes landfall. You're on your own. And it's just devastating what may happen to people that are left behind in such a massive storm like this.
That's true. And we'll just, you know, go with the flow on this and hope for the best, because, again, I know a lot of people that are down there in harm's way. A lot of people listening know them, too. And there's some people down there that are listening to what's going on. And we're going to be in full hurricane mode today here. And it's just going to be one of those things that you want to do something, but, you know, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. The best thing they can do is people can start sending money to the Red Cross or the Salvation Army or your favorite church or Franklin Graham's organization, because they're all going to be here.
Yeah, from all over the place. Samaritan's Purse, you know what, the Salvation Army, wonderful people from all over the country. Mm-hmm. And I believe some people from around the world will be coming here. I mean, this is something that's really one of those...
Last time this happened, we had the Israelis over here to help with search and rescue.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. they're among the best in that.
After being trained, I came back down here with my unit, my heavy rescue mm-hmm. unit from New York, after being trained.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it does, you know, you hate to see disasters like that, but it has a way of bringing we the people together to help one another, and that's the good that comes out of this, people working together to overcome such hardships.
All right, now hang on a second, because I want to talk to you during the break, but hold on a second here. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have a hurricane segment when I come back here. I'm going to give you all the particulars, everything I can come up with here. Pat, weather forecast, etc., etc., etc. So don't go anywhere. We will be coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All of that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian continues on a path to southwest Florida. A Category 3 hurricane has sustained winds of 120 miles an hour, with the eye located about 90 miles southwest of the city of Naples. That was at 3 a.m. Eastern. Tampa and St. Petersburg had looked to set for their first possible direct hit from a major hurricane in a century, but the latest forecasting model predicts Ian will make landfall further south along the coast. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding.
Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Vladimir Putin could announce the annexation of occupied regions of Ukraine into Russia within days. Ukraine and Western nations call the election during a wartime a sham. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank. We appreciate that. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. And I'll even add to that one, how about the brand new Moss Nissan in Brooksville? Yep, the brand new Moss Nissan store up in Brooksville is wide open and ready to do business. And we are so happy to tell you about that because we were up there the very day they were doing a soft opening just to see what was going on, how things were. And the people were happy that we're coming in there. By the way, our buddy George the Godfather bought a car. He bought a Nissan Rogue. So congratulations, George. And I'm glad that you were happy with that. And the other thing is, folks, is when we tell you about Moss, we need to tell you about their motto. It is whatever it takes to be the best in the business, period. Pretty strong statement. Now, I know why they get customers from all over the country. It's pretty simple. Take a look at the You Serve, You Save program. There's almost nobody in the country doing that as a car dealer. And in my opinion, everybody should be doing it. You Serve, You Save. All active duty military. All veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to them from Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan. Now, you also have the Moss Care program, which gives you many miles of carefree driving because you get free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Think about that. Who's doing that? Who's doing that? So, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And remember, dealerships in Crystal River, the flagship dealership in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and now the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50. check them out on the line. The website is Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might be surprised what that might get you. All righty. Joining us right now, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Mr. Patrick Hyland, first of all, you see what's going on here with the weather, and our thoughts and prayers go with everybody that's going to get whacked by this or has got whacked, and it's about to get real because now we're talking about our neighbors in places like Venice and Englewood and Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte and Sarasota, parts of Bradenton. It's really about to get serious.
Yes, sir, Captain. Yeah, our thoughts and prayers get out to those folks, and you know, just be safe, get to a safe place. You know, and that's all you can do in these situations. That's the, you know, the one thing about Florida, that there's the negative of the hurricane season. You know, and unfortunately, you know, every few years we seem to get one that, you know, hurts a community. But we'll be in together. We'll help them out, and you know, they'll rebuild like they did before.
Now we've got a number of games that have been moved. One in particular is USF. Their game was moved where? To Orlando?
Yeah, and then you're also looking at some teams are going to play Sunday. You know, college football during NFL season. That's unheard of. That doesn't happen. The Dolphins, you know, are leaving for Cincinnati this morning from Miami just to get up to there and get away from the hurricane, you know, issue for flying purposes because they play tomorrow night, Captain. And,
and the Buccaneers went to Miami, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they did.
And they're going to play somewhere else, I think, too, or are they not?
I think they might be able to play in the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, Sunday at 8:20 is the game time. So
it's at 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
So with it, unfortunately, for the folks down there in Sarasota, Bradenton area, for turning into there and getting, you know, pretty much this afternoon and tonight.
Yeah.
You know, that.
And it's going to stall, Patrick. The bad part of it is it's going to stall and slow down to just about a crawl, which is what's going to dump all that rain. And with that wind until it gets the wind down below what it's coming in at, 140 miles an hour, it's just going to tear things up.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, Captain. I mean, not that we wanted to see this here in Tampa, obviously. You know,
I don't want to see it anywhere. I'd like to see the damn thing just go away. I mean, once in a while you get lucky and the storm dissipates, but not this one.
No. Well, and the other thing, Captain, was the shear. If they could have had this with this day, then they would have went north, just like, you know, we don't want it to hit anywhere. But if it were to curve more into the Big Bend part of the state, it would have gone down to, at best, Category 2, if not a 1. And those areas up there are more desolate to where, you know, it would have just kind of hit land and spun down to a 1 and then into a tropical storm. And that would have been the best-case scenario. But like you said, that's not the case.
Okay, so let's...
18 years ago. So go ahead, Cap. Yeah.
So let's talk about a little baseball here. I'm a little confused about the Tampa Bay Rays. Are they in this or are they out of it yet?
Well, they got shot, but, you know, they're trying to get that last wild card spot. The problem is, you know, they've been fading a little bit. Not good. That's going to be, you know, they got to... They're two games away from the Blue Jays, okay? I mean, you know, they have 87 wins. The Rays have 85, okay? Now, the Rays have played one more game, so it'll be a half a game the way they do this. But still, Cleveland, you know, the Garden cracks me up. They're going to win the AL Central. There's no way to catch them. And the Astros, 102 wins. You got to give them credit. You know, you just have some teams fighting it out. You know, the bottom line is the Rays have 8 games to go. They're really going to need to win. Six. They're going to have to go 6-2, Captain, which is not easy to do, as we both know.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to ask you. Are you going to be working this hurricane as a claims adjuster? Didn't you do that once for the insurance company?
I did. I don't believe so, Captain. I don't believe so unless it's a real, you know, unless they call me for it. But, yeah, it's always a sad thing. I had to go to New Orleans for Hurricane Katrina. And,
oh, I remember that.
You know. And then
boy, do I remember that.
Chester, down there, you know. Hurricane Andrew, when it hit South Florida, that was a rough one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these things are just nasty, like you said. It's just not a good thing. So,
yeah.
I'll tell you what a great, great division it was this year, and still is.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Mets and Atlanta Braves, both are tied, even Steven, man, both with 97 wins. That's impressive. Those two are both in the playoffs. There's no question about that. But who's going to get the division and who isn't? And it's a big deal. You get that division, I'll have to play an extra game, rest a pitcher, rest a team, mm-hmm. a little comforting feeling. And St. Louis Cardinals, kind of neat. Our full hope is back there, and they're going to make the playoffs. So really, really excited for them. And the Dodgers, 106 wins, Captain. I mean, they're going to end up with probably a 685 you know, winning percentage.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. That's really scary good. So
I'm not surprised, though, are you?
No. Beginning of the year, we both said the Dodgers are the team to beat. And, they sure are. I mean, they just got one heck of a team. You never know, though. It's probably the Mets, the Braves, or the Dodgers. I see those three. The Cardinals, they're going to have to get hot, but crazier things have happened. But those are the three, and then outside looking in, the Cardinals trying to sneak in there and see what they can do. And then the Yankees and Astros, it'll come down to them, I believe, unless the Cleveland can get hot, or the Blue Jays or Rays, you know, just really turn it on. But they haven't shown it this year to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the rest of the NFL this season, Captain, should be pretty strong, this weekend, you know. I think teams that are really going to get affected, are the Miami and Tampa Bay. It's going to probably get up there through Jacksonville, but by that time, I believe it'll just be a tropical storm. Am I correct, Captain, in that evaluation?
It'll be a tropical storm by the time it gets to probably north of Orlando. It looks like it's going to be a Cat 1 hurricane when it hits Orlando.
Yeah. So.
This is not going to die as quickly as people are thinking.
Yeah, I think another boy.
All right, my man, I got to let you go. I look forward to talking to you on Friday, and we'll see where the storm is then.
You got it, brother. God bless you, Captain. Thank
you. Thank you very much. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, insurance quarterback, and caller, hang on. I'll be right with you. And I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And let me tell you about my pal, Dominic, and his world famous Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, Dominic, of course, isn't active in the business anymore. He's down there in Costa Rica living it up. Loves all that coffee and that great food they got down there in his mountaintop villa. One of these days I may go down there to see him, but we'll see. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. That's just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, regardless of where you live, you might need some parts for maybe you've got blinds or shades or shutters, or maybe you want to buy some. Well, you can call up Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Call them up from regardless of wherever you're at in the country and ask them for either a catalog or ask them for questions about, hey, do you have what I need for so-and-so and such-and-such? And they'd be happy to talk to you and work with you. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the local area, whether it's Sarasota or whether it's up here in Tampa and St. Pete in the Tampa Bay area. So, stop by the store, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Take a look at what they've got. And then give them a call if you have to. 941-922-2345 and set up an appointment. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Let's see who just chimed in here. Okay. We will stay safe. Thank you very much. He's telling us, that's Eric telling us to stay safe. Now, folks, I'm not a politician, but I think I know something about common sense. At one time, I was a small town politician, town tax assessor. it was fun. It was fun. Now, as Hurricane Ian bears down on Florida, Joe Biden showed just how petty he could be. And he certainly is proven to be a petty little man. Florida's under the gun with Hurricane Ian bearing down. And if there ever was a time to put aside politics and pettiness, it would be now, when everybody should be pulling together to help out in a critical situation that could put the lives of people in Florida in danger. And I am not exaggerating. But the media inquired about what Biden and the White House were doing in regards to the hurricane, and one thing stood out, that Biden had found time to call three of the mayors in the affected areas, Tampa, St. Pete, and Clearwater, all Democrats. And yet, at the time, he, and still hasn't for that matter, he had not personally called Governor Ron DeSantis to offer him whatever help he needed. Well, that's exactly what he did with the three Democratic mayors. Now, I don't know about you, but number one, that's disrespectful. Number two, it's just gauche. And I'll use the word gauche. I'm thinking another word. And FEMA Director Diane Criswell indicated her team had been in contact with the governor, his team, and that Biden had not called DeSantis personally. Well, it's not the same, DN. It's not the same. I'll tell you what. George W. Bush, Donald Trump, even Barack Obama called up governors, regardless of the party they were in, when there was something that they felt that they could help them if they needed help or offered help. You don't believe me? Go look at the record. And the Washington Post's Matt Visser said that with DeSantis needling in the past, Biden had made calls to governors in natural disasters like Kay Ivey, Asa Hutchinson, or Greg Abbott. The question was then asked by Curtis Houck, can you articulate why it hasn't been made in the case to have the president call Governor DeSantis? I'd like to know. I'd like to know. I'm sure Governor DeSantis would like to know. And, of course, the Daily Caller said, but he's made conversations with the mayor, so there just isn't any reason why not the governor. Biden has yet to call Governor DeSantis ahead of the Hurricane Ian coming to town, but he's yet found time to call three Democratic mayors? That's not politicking as usual. I hope you people in Florida are paying attention, because he doesn't care about a whole segment of the population. And indeed, during Biden's remarks, speaking about the hurricane, he spoke about the mayors of St. Pete, Tampa, and Clearwater. And he told each one of them, whatever they need, contact me directly, seeming fit to go around DeSantis. Now, DeSantis is a Republican, but when it comes to a situation like this, it's all hands on deck, and nobody cares who the political players are, as long as they get help. Nobody cares. So Biden made a mockery of this. Way to go, Joe. And it's a shame. It's really a shame. Now, let's not forget that we're going to have a lot of things going on over the next 2 to 3 days here in our great state. First of all, if you have to go somewhere, try to make the trip short. This isn't the time to drive to Jacksonville or to drive to Atlanta, because when this storm works its way through our state, where's it going? North. Take a look at the path where it's going. North. And all you do is drive up the road and drive right into it. Again. Which is something I know you don't want to do. So with everything transpiring, here's one other thing to think about, our veterans. Veterans, if you got any questions, I have a telephone number for you to call the VA, because the VA hospital shut down their operation here in St. Pete, CW Bill Young, as far as the emergency room. So the closure of the hospital and moving some patients out also involves the emergency department. So here's the number to call if you need help. If you need real help and it's life-threatening, call 911. But the general number for information, 877-741-3400, 877-741-3400. That's the general information number to call for the VA for any help that you might happen to need on the cuff. They'll be able to work with you and help you out. And keep in mind, all public stores in Sarasota, Manatee, Lee, Charlotte, Collier, Hillsborough, and Pinellas counties, as well as the Interstate 4 corridor, and Venice, Fort Myers, and Cape Coral, have shut down their doors until this storm goes by, so their people can be safe and they can have a safe work environment. Okay, you hear the music? I hear the music. I'll be back later today, tonight, whatever, with more information, because we are here on our local station, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer. We are in hurricane mode, as well as our Faith Talk stations. So please be careful. Please be safe. God bless America, and God bless you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.